USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden honored the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this morning in Atlanta.
The president addressed a congregation numbering in the thousands at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church.
I've spoken before parliaments, kings, queens, leaders of the world. I've been doing this for a long time, but this is intimidating following.
Biden is the first sitting president to do so.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice, who followed the word and the way of his Lord and his Savior.
After being ordained as minister at the age of 19, Dr. King became co-pastor of Ebenezer with his father, Reverend Martin Luther King Sr., in 1960. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Republican Congressman Don Bacon says if he were in Congressman George Santos' shoes, he'd resign.
I wouldn't be able to face my voters after having gone through that.
Bacon on ABC's This Week said it's ultimately an issue between Santos and his constituents, but he doesn't see how Santos could get reelected. Santos has admitted he lied about most of his background, but says he will not step down. The White House has approved California's request for a major disaster declaration. That declaration will help Californians impacted by storms and make federal funding available in Merced, Sacramento, and Santa Cruz. Additional counties may be added once conditions approve and allow for storm damage to be assessed. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is in El Paso, Texas, for a firsthand look at the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Adams is hoping this trip will teach him how to handle the tens of thousands of migrants who found their way to New York City since last spring. Services the migrants need could cost that city more than $1.5 billion. Well, you may have noticed it's costing more to fill up at the gas pump these days. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.30. It's a penny higher than Saturday and 21 cents more than just a month ago. The highest prices are in Hawaii. The cheapest is in Mississippi. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great healthcare. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
All the passengers on a Yeti Airlines flight are presumed dead after the plane crashed on the runway at Pokhara International Airport in Nepal. There were 68 passengers and 4 crew members on the flight, which originated in Kathmandu. In this day and age, someone is always taking video.
A Texas teacher is being investigated after a video surfaced appearing to show him assaulting a teenage student that sent that student to the emergency room. The incident, which took place on Wednesday, happened inside a humble high school classroom in Houston, Texas, and shows that English teacher pushing the 10th grade student into a wall, pulling a chair out from underneath him, throwing him to the ground, and getting on top of him. That student's parents want the teacher fired and his teaching license taken away forever. I'm Corey Myers.
Day one of the NFL's wild card weekend was just that, wild. Down 27-0, the Jacksonville Jaguars mounted an epic comeback to beat the Chargers 31-30. The second game of the day was the 49ers over the Seahawks 41-23. Three games on tap today. The Bills are playing the Dolphins right now. Giants face the Vikings later today, and the Bengals take on the Ravens tonight. James Cameron's second installment in the Avatar film series continues to rule North America's box offices. Avatar: The Way of Water earned just over $31 million during the holiday weekend in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The horror comedy Megan finished second with nearly $18 million. Rounding out the top five, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, A Man Called Otto, and Plane. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.